Joining us now is someone who is living the dream. She not only flies professionally, but she also flies for fun. Stephanie Getz with the Pink Jets. Stephanie, welcome to Oshkosh.
Thank you so much for having me. It's delightful to be here.
Yeah, and you did a wonderful rendition of the national anthem to open up the air show yesterday, so thank you for that.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. I think a lot of people, they see me and have gotten to know me in the aviation space, which
right.
I'm so honored. But also, my whole life before this was very much performance and theater. And so I've been doing theaters, operettas. I was actually Anna in The King and I, which is a very big role. And I grew up singing. So it's such an honor to use all my skill set and to be able to hop from the flight deck and then go out to the announcer stand to sing.
It was great. And you've sort of you kind of mentioned this. You've come out of a theater performance TV journalist
yes.
Background. How did you get into the cockpit then?
Yes, it's almost like a made-for-TV movie. It's wild. So back in 2014, I was a newscaster at NBC and CBS, and I got a call out of the blue at my desk phone, when you had those, from a flight instructor who was 80 years old, and he said, you should do a story on aviation. And I was like, well, that would be phenomenal. Maybe it might not be breaking news, but okay, sure, we'll save it for another day. I didn't know I'd be flying the airplane. So I get there, he puts me in the left seat of a Piper Archer. I then take the controls as we're taxiing out. He shows me how to use all of them. And I take off for the first time on my own power. And I'm just thinking, where has this been all of my life? And who's been hiding aviation from me?
Right.
This is spectacular. So I fell in love very quickly with it. And then soon after, I met a gentleman who had his own airplane. And I kind of got to be around that because the challenge is, it's one thing to be introduced to aviation, mm-hmm. but the massive barriers to entry, such as financials is one thing, but actually access and I would also say support and mm-hmm. understanding of what is this path, because it can kind of feel like IFR for the first many months if you don't have good mentors and support around you. And so I was very fortunate to have met a gentleman who had his own airplane. He had a turbo commander, and then I got to fly with him and learn about aircraft. And then we start dating and hanging out, and he's my husband now. and then he was actually the person who was my flight instructor through my first 5 primary ratings, and we're still together.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Well, that's a success story
in itself.
That's
a success story in and of itself.
And you fly commercially now as a commercial pilot.
So, yeah, I have my ATP rating. Right. Very, very – that was probably one of the bigger – massive accomplishments of patting yourself on the back is saying you kind of have the PhD highest level certification you can get for a commercial pilot. It's phenomenal. So I was very fortunate to most recently fly for NetJets. I mm-hmm. flew the Bombardier Global 6000, 5000, and 5500 for them. Absolutely loved it. And I got to fly many years with them. And now I also knew that I wanted to do something even more, which was giving back to the community and doing more of my own executive coaching as well. I do a lot of that
yes.
on the side. That's regarding my coaching and communicating. So I decided to say, I'm going to hang up some of this flying professionally and do more giving back and also do much more with my coaching and training, speaking, and also showcasing through social media mm-hmm. inside the flight deck in areas that people rarely get to see and give them that glimpse and that it might be that inspiration to get their pilot's license. I see a lot of people that with my social media presence, with my YouTube channel and Instagram, a lot of people will comment and say, it helped me with my IFR training. It helped me with getting into multi-engine. It helped me get through all of these ratings. And that's exactly what it's intended to be, is to say, this is what it looks like and sounds like, and this is what great professional air ops looks like.
It sounds like you've created your own mentor network
yes.
using social media, which is a great use of that technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah, it's been amazing. I think, you know, sometimes social media gets a bad rap, mm-hmm. but if you use it for the intended good and maybe the highest good, you can do a lot of good. And you can also really help students going through their training at home. Because I remember going through, in my private pilot's license, I would just scour YouTube to look at, you know, the oral portion of the exam. How,
right.
What kind of questions are they going to ask? What does it really look like? My flight instructor told me this, but is that really how it goes? And so you have this fact checking that you can use, and you can see different glimpses of it. And then you can also prepare people ahead of time of what do the ATC calls look like on an arrival, different than maybe VFR. So when you're in an IFR flight plan, it's going to sound and look different than VFR plus. It's going to be a lot different when you're at the flight levels,
yes,
like flight level 230, not 23,000 feet. That's not what you say. So no. It's giving them that understanding. And also, you know, for people who maybe never want to get their pilot's license, but they love getting taken away and that escape, you can provide that as well.
Good. Which brings us to the other portion of giving back, and that is the Pink Jet and your foundation. How did that come to fruition?
Yeah, the Pink Jet is phenomenal. It's myself and a team. Olga, she's Olga Senakova, phenomenal formation and race pilot, who also flies the Bombardier 6000 for NetJets. She's our other pilot who flies along. Her and I fly, kind of trade off who flies in the air shows. And then we have a phenomenal team of gentlemen who fly ferry and also support in our maintenance team. We have a Delta captain, Robin Liebman. We have Jason Soames, the phenomenal MiG and Warbird surface level air show pilot. We have Chris McMillan, who's a former F-15 pilot, and then my husband, Endra, who does maintenance and is also a pilot. So we have a team that works together. How this came about was just a few years ago, I was approached by actually Heather Penny, the phenomenal former U.S. Air Force fighter pilot. She said, I know you fly L-39s. There's this great organization that's starting up that's kind of a dream, but I think you should talk to the guy who wants to start it. And his name was Steve Oakley, and he and his wife, Jamie, wanted to start this vision in pink in the sky. And they were not pilots, but they decided that they wanted to do something greater. And so they ended up saying, all right, let's get a group, let's build an all-female team, let's build a team to bring breast cancer awareness, early detection, and supporting survivors, as well as empowering women to the skies. They had a blue and white L-39, and he said, I'm gonna paint it pink. So we got all the resources donated, which is a big lift.
Yes.
Deed Baldwin Painting painted it. Mankiewicz Paint, they gave us the paint, and then Scheme Designs did the design. Mm-hmm. I went and picked it up, and I saw it for the very first time just two Oshkoshes ago, and it was the day before Oshkosh started, and I went there and I go, oh, we've got something. This is a phenomenal, phenomenal vision and an aircraft. So I was fortunate to help him build that over that year. Unfortunately, we lost Steve. He passed away suddenly in a car accident just last year. And then the whole team was really going, are we going, how will we move forward?
Right.
Will we? And we did. And I said, I'm happy to step forward. And the board and the family said, we'd like you to step forward as president. So I'm president and then, you know, really run all of the operations and everything alongside the team of volunteers. It's an all-volunteer team, every single one of us.
Yeah.
And the maintenance is volunteer, you know, all the things we do. So it's really a labor of love to show breast cancer survivors there's hope, to bring awareness, and then to support women in aviation.
CH-53 starting up. just a little background
casual.
Noise.
No big deal. Yeah. That's Oshkosh for you.
That's right. So you actually have a personal connection with that.
Definitely. Yeah, it was something that I was very blessed to step into and be the steward of. But the connection is that my mom had breast cancer a few years ago. She had stage 3 into her lymph nodes, and she was really struggling. Thankfully, she had a double mastectomy and radiation, and so far it's been good. She just got her annual check last week, and she's got, knock on wood and God willing, still good. But it's always a concern that it can come back. So I've really learned a lot about being your own advocate, because when she got diagnosed, they said it was nothing. And then all of a sudden, she suddenly had a 9mm tumor 2 years later. And so for her, understanding that her signs and symptoms and warnings could have maybe gotten that a couple of years earlier, that's what we teach people, and that's what we showcase and speak about, to say anyone can be an advocate, and you can be an advocate for your friend or your loved one. But also, men get breast cancer. 1% of cancer cases are men, so we kind of have to look out for everyone.
What do you hope people take away from seeing the Pink Jet when they see it? I'm feeling there are probably a couple of different inspirations that you're hoping for.
Absolutely. I hope what they see is that they are not alone in whatever that is, whether that's feeling like they are one of very few, whether it's a women, African-American, LGBTQ, Latin, Asian pilot, that there's such a small percentage of those groups in aviation to say that you are welcome here and we encourage you, we want you to be here. And so that they see that they're not alone, that they have a support network. And then also that women or anyone who's facing breast cancer, a loved one, them themselves, or know it, that's also to say, we fly for you, we support you, and we're also working to work with nonprofits to advance care, understanding, research to really lower the rate of this disease and keep longevity. And then it's just a really, really fun eye-catching piece on the ramp. You have kids that will run past all the jets on the ramp that are blue and gray and white and red, and they'll go, the pink jet, and they'll run from like 2 miles away. It's just, it's really phenomenal. We feel really grateful to be in the community, especially in the L39 community. We have so much respect and love for all of them. The Patriot Jet team, we kind of look up to them almost as like, you know, our big brothers. And we've had great support from the entire community to say that, you know, how to do this great operation. And we're very blessed, fortunate. And we just want to make some noise in the air and blow some pink smoke.
Okay, and we're going to see the pink jet tomorrow in the air
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You'll see us. Olga is flying on Thursday and Saturday, and then I'll be flying on Friday.
All right, Stephanie Getz with the pink jet. Stephanie, thank you for being here and spending some time with us and here at Oshkosh, and hopefully you will continue to inspire all ages for many years to come.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This is From the Stand. I'm Steve Bose, and you're listening to EIA Radio.